This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're not a man unless you take a cowboy boot to the crotch.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it's crossover time. Let's welcome in Willard and Dibs. And
the fellas.
What's up, gents? How you doing?
Ooh, that Cabo story?
Oh, you heard it.
Oh, God, I did. I'm going to be there in 3 months.
We got the goo.
Yeah. But have a better time. We'll be all right.
We finally got the goo.
I feel calm. Boom, pal.
Was it the water that got you?
No. It was a bottle.
Yeah.
It was
cowboy boots.
Got schnookered by a young man on the beach.
I made a purchase in Cabo. They had the earthquake before we came, and we were supposed to be cautious with the water or whatever. Anyway, I had my margaritas, having a nice lunch on the water.
Yeah.
Made a purchase and God didn't come back with my product, so I went looking for it. Not with vengeance, but I was like, you know, I'm feeling myself on the beach.
Okay.
And, I saw him. He ran. I ran. Like, you know, just get my 20 back. And I ran down the wrong alley and they put it on your boy.
Oh.
No questions asked.
Wow.
And then. Walk, pow, boom.
Like three or four of them?
Yeah, about four or five. It grows every time I tell the story.
It should.
About six
should.
Or seven.
Yeah.
Okay.
Couldn't consummate the wedding. Yeah, you know, because I was hurt down
okay.
there.
Yeah.
You'd consummated the wedding.
Well.
You know what that would have been, right?
I mean, the wedding had already been consummated. The wedding.
Right.
I thought that doesn't happen until you do the do.
Well, but you didn't that night?
No, I couldn't.
That was literally the day you got married?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't get married that day that you were on.
Thank you for helping my story.
It was like their honeymoon.
Yeah, the honeymoon is what I meant.
Okay.
Whoopee on the honeymoon.
But the wedding night.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We were in sack.
I was about a story about to change up in here now.
Thank you for Whoopee reminding me of the newlywed game.
Yes.
When was the first time you made Whoopee?
Can I start real quick?
Do it.
Please do.
I don't know if you guys have been listening. But life is amazing. And I'm just telling you my prediction before Draymond was Western Conference Finals after the trade. But I'm sitting there every second, guys, just thinking about what got rotten in Miami for the Warriors to get the likes of Jimmy Butler, who is now the basketball Gandhi. We're all seeing on the court and what he can do off the court. And it's just amazing about life how – before the trade, people were calling trade Steph. I didn't have answers. I was down. And now all of a sudden I feel like, Dibs, I mean this, Willard, nobody might want to see us in the offs. What that means, you can answer, but this is insane where this thing might be going. That's all.
Well, and we were doing kind of the sliding doors thing here before the segment started. And for anybody who doesn't understand that reference, that's an old movie that basically shows how different your life can go based on whether or not, like in this particular, the movie is, did you make the train or not? The doors are closing.
I love it.
If you make the train, life went this way. You don't make the train, life went that way. And the Warriors over the last How many names have they been tied to over the last year and a half?
Yeah, Steiny did it. Yeah, right? Did a full it, six yeah. shooter of bullets they dodged.
The clip was full.
Well, yeah. Did they dodge him? I don't know how well or not well it would have gone if they had gotten those people. Paul George, Larry Marketing, Kevin Durant, whatever. I do know this. They ended up with the guy that cost the least, circumstantially.
Another benefit.
Right. There's, that Durant deal. You know, I know, was it you guys that did the poll last week? Like, if you could redo it, would you rather have Durant or Butler?
Usually it's the morning that does the poll.
Got it. Okay. Anyway, if you did, understand that if you did Durant, that's Kuminga and multiple first-round picks.
Yes.
The fact that this is happening and all it cost the Warriors was the guy they were trying to give away last year, this year's pick, and quite frankly, let's be real, two names that a year and a half from now most Warrior fans won't even be able to name. They won't even be able to remember who else was in this deal.
It was three names, but I get it.
Was it? Oh, yeah, Lindy. I forgot Lindy was in there, too.
No, but I thought it was four.
No, it was Wiggins
is one of the
three others.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Lindy, gotcha. Dennis, and Kyle,
it was
right?
The guy you were trying to get rid of, and then three names who you won't remember in 5 years, and a pick that, okay, it's a pick, and right now that pick looks like it might be 18 or 19.
It's getting crappier by the minute.
It sure is. Yeah. And so when you think about that, and we'll get into some of the comments that were made in the great piece in The Athletic today.
It was.
Marcus Thompson and Sam Amick was also co-authoring it. And Draymond, the quote that hit me is that Draymond reportedly told the front office, "We need another a-hole." And that was his quote about
that is classic.
Like, and that's kind of what they got.
Yes.
You got a guy who will pull somebody aside and say, "You need to do X, Y, and Z," and another guy who will go at the other team, and another guy who is going to be a dog. And Wiggins is great. He's talented. And I wonder if anyone's followed what he's done in Miami. Because
He's had a few good games.
Well, here's funny.
Kind of hit the game winner the other night. It wasn't the buzzer game winner, but it was the go-ahead bucket.
No, he's not. But it's funny because on the drive in, I was thinking to myself, listening to you guys, I'm like, you know what? When I get in, I'm going to do the research on Wiggins and just see what Wiggins has done in Miami. And by the time I got here, it had totally slipped my mind because it doesn't even matter. And that to me is the bigger point, because Jimmy Butler, what he's doing, his impact, the vibe.
I don't need 40 shots either.
No. And he doesn't need the ball. Like, he just wants to be out there competing, distributing, defending, shooting. And, it'd be better if he didn't shoot a three, but I know he's got to take his one or two a game, and that's fine, and we all hold our nose and hopes it goes in. But how many other guys around him are better now than they were 2 weeks ago?
My answer is all.
Right.
And Kuminga when he gets back. But I know you're a hard grader. Before Steiny goes, I got to throw this to you because I brought you up on the show.
I heard it.
You kind of had him left for dead pre-trade like a lot of people. Are you still there, or has this, just for this year, are you like, ooh? They might have some action.
Oh, they got action. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, it's funny because it's something that Mark and I talked about last week, and it feels like all of our feelings and emotions are game to game. And right now they've won 5 of 6, and so our emotions are sky high. And I mentioned to Mark last week, over under playoff wins at 4.5, which would mean you'd win a series. And Mark was like, I don't know. I don't know if I would go over on 4.5.
I reluctantly took the under.
Oh. Right.
And I still would.
Okay. And that means they could win a series and you could still lose the bet if they got swept the next
game. Yeah. True. That's true.
But even We Believe, that thing went 5. So the We Believe team won 5 playoff games.
I have a
Steiny,
hard time.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I don't think players like this would get swept.
Mm.
That would surprise me.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I guess my point is that our feelings and emotions and our thoughts and our expectations and our predictions, they change over the course of a weekend.
Well, and one of the things we also talked about is there's the Warriors side of this, which is where most of our energy is, but there's also what's happened around them. The trade deadline decidedly was very LeBron and Steph-esque. If you look at the Western Conference, my God, things just absolutely flipped directly to who I think are still the two faces of the league, right? Even at their age.
No doubt.
But if you look at Dallas making that acquisition and then Davis getting hurt, you look at the Kings moving on from De'Aaron Fox, you look at Wembanyama getting hurt, you look at Kawhi still in and out of the lineup, you look at all the injuries that have happened in Minnesota, the youth of Houston seemingly showing up, Oklahoma City and Denver are still there, and I still have they're the two favorites in the Western Conference. There's no question. And I leave Memphis out. I'm not sure sometimes what to do with them. They're good. Not sure quite what to do with them, but like this thing, it completely opened up. You gave two A-plus teammates to LeBron and Steph. And then a lot crumbled around them. So,
right.
You know, I don't know. Like, I still don't know if they'll all stay healthy. That's like...
That's the big one, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, our minds right now watch the Warriors and we go, health? You can't assume that.
Yeah.
These guys are advanced.
Can I do 30 seconds of comedy on Anthony Davis just real quick?
Is it going to be funny, though, or are we going to be laughing at someone?
You won't think so.
Do we have to buy two drinks?
You and I have been friends for 17 years, and I can count on one hand the number of times that you have actually laughed at things that I've said.
And I do.
I'm patently a funny person.
You're good. You're funny.
Anthony Davis, the beauty of the monobrow
is that
nobody will know how you're feeling. You watch him yesterday, and he's not playing, and they're getting blown out. Monobrow. And he could be happy, and the brow is the monobrow. He's not going to be happy. He will not show joy or sadness or bewilderment, confusion, depression. The beauty of the monobrow is you can remain expressionless.
And I think that bothers.
Maybe not that funny.
No, it's not even.
Interesting that it was funny.
He laughed. I mean, you got him.
If you watched him yesterday, it's like, ooh, you know, Dallas making a run. Cut to Anthony Davis. Monobrow. Ooh, Dallas is down 33. Steph just did a night-night to your teammate. Cut to Davis. Monobrow.
Well, I'll say
might
this.
Might be something you want
to
do.
No, I'm going to see you working.
You through the years have gotten, and a lot of people have, like Luka annoys people, right? Because he's constantly palms up, and he's constantly this, that, or the other with the refs.
Ow!
But to the point you're making, I think the Warriors, even Steph, it's a different kind of emotion, because like he's even cried on the court before, but the Warriors have three stars. You do not have any question about where they stand. You can see it all over their face. It's sitting on their shoulder. I would take that all day long over the sort of just stoic kind of, the Nikola Jokic.
Right, right.
Where we're just like,
no emotion.
Yeah.
Rock face.
Yeah.
And I'm going to die on this island. Shout out Gilligan. I really believe what you just described about AD is why that trade went down and Bron was tired of not having a guy that he felt like. So I know the streets tell Guru nobody knew. I don't buy that. I believe LeBron knew. And I believe what you just described about Anthony Davis is why Bron felt like he needed to change and signed off.
But that makes it sound like it came from the Lakers. This trade came from Dallas, didn't it?
But like, you got to say, you take two to tango. Well, you got to say, yeah.
Despite all the evidence to the contrary, you think LeBron
knew. I'm a conspiracy theorist. Yeah, no doubt. Okay. They drafted your son.
I don't think it's crazy.
Okay.
I mean, LeBron has never not known anything before.
And AD's hurt, oh, by the way.
And I wonder if Steph and Draymond had ever gone to management and said, do you see what we have with Andrew Wiggins? Can we get somebody with a little bit more fire? To think that never happened to me is
short-sighted. But what if it did and there was nothing greater coming back, like when they were trying to shop him?
Well, then they waited. They were smart to wait. And they waited, and, you know, Steiny, you're right about dodging bullets, and maybe this was the last best deal they could do. Yeah. But so far, it looked like it's serendipity. Things have worked out in their favor.
No doubt. No doubt. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. I mean, the thing to me that's been most impressive about Butler is the way he's doing it. He's not dominating the ball. Like, he doesn't dominate the ball. He doesn't shoot the three where he changes the momentum of a game. He's really good defensively. So, he's managed to do it without, like, becoming this number one option for a new team. Like, and you know why? Because he's an all-around player. He can do a lot of different things.
And we're seeing the difference. There's no shade at Andrew. Let me know. Help you guys. Steiny said it earlier. The difference between Drew and the presence of Jimmy Butler, who took a Miami team that I don't want to say had the most talent in the world to the finals twice, being the one, I think we're seeing now just what a feat that was and what type of player it takes to do that. That's all.
Well, he's a super smart basketball player, and that's always worked really well with this particular group. You know, Iguodala got his number retired yesterday. What was he above all else?
Because
he was not a great shooter. I don't know that Andre Iguodala, like if you spotlight something physical, he's a great defender. He was a great defender. Obviously, he was a good finisher, very athletic player. He's long. Like, you could do all these. He's a great player. But, like, what's the thing offensively that Andre was amazing at? I think his best attribute was his brain. And that's always worked really well with this system.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, this is not to say that the players that are on their way out or whatever were not smart basketball players, but I look at these last six games, and it's the best decision-making I've seen the Warriors make in years.
It's interesting about Andre because you talk about his brain, and I do think that he realized when he came to the Warriors that he was a different player than he was in the early part of his career in Philly and in Denver when he was an absolute force getting to the basket. He could score in the mid-range. He was a scorer. He was a number one. And by the time he came here, he realized that he's not that player anymore, but what was he still? Like you said, defender, a guy who can defend 2 through 4, 2 through 5, maybe with his length and his IQ, his passing, all the rest of it. And so because he was aware of who he was, and so for Jimmy Butler now, can Jimmy go out there and get you 25 to 30 a night? Of course. If he was on fill-in-the-blank bad team,
half of those might be at the free throw line.
Fine, and he can get you 25, but on this team with Steph and with Draymond and with, you know, a good group of other shooters, and you see Quentin Post now
everybody
finding his way in the corner and GP2, and what Jimmy knows, I think, is how to make other people better. And when you're playing alongside Steph Curry, you don't have to worry about making him better, although one thing I'm going to talk about today is how, you know, maybe Steph can do it more than once or twice a week now because he doesn't have to carry that same load.
Yeah, but the non-Steph minutes are incredible now, man.
There it is.
It used to be nightmare on Warrior Street. Now they're plus 30.
Even when they won the title, like I haven't felt this relaxed when he leaves the floor since Durant left.
Man.
That's the presence that's different. Like
you might get something with him going out now.
They have. They're outscoring their opponents without Steph Curry since Jimmy arrived.
It's plus 30.
That if you want to take a stat to the kitchen at the workplace and tell your friends, there's the one.
Man.
They have outscored
How
their opponents.
How heavy is that?
With
and
Steph
they were
Curry
minus
the
90 through 51 games. Minus 90.
You can feel it. You can feel it. They didn't know how the hell to find a shot. They didn't know what to do.
Damn.
Now they actually still look like a really good basketball team.
What do you think Kuminga's role will be?
Oof.
Why can't it be a good thing? Ain't that a good thing?
Yes, I hope. But I like, you know, think of it this way. Do y'all remember when Klay Thompson came back? Remember when he came back?
Right. Everybody was rolling.
Everybody was rolling. And everyone went, and now Klay, too. And he came back, and what happened? Pow, he started taking L's. Because you have to fit a presence into the room.
Damn.
I'm not saying long-term it's a problem. It's a good thing. He's a good player. They need youth. They need athleticism. I just think it's going to be challenging. Plus, the brand of basketball that we just talked about has not been Jonathan Kuminga's strength. Decision-making has not been
his. Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
His strength. Athleticism is his strength. So that's great. Got to figure that out. I just think it's going, it could be bumpy at moments.
It could be, but it's a little bit easier because with Clay, it becomes an accommodation sensation where you have to accommodate Clay. He's a Hall of Famer and a four-time champ. You can't just take Clay and say, all right, Clay, we're going to ease you back in. With JK, you can kind of say, all right, JK, we're going to ease you back in a little bit more because you're a young player and, you know, things are going great. It doesn't mean that he's going to get the TJD treatment. I'm not saying that.
Oh, no, right.
But it's not going to be, I'm healthy, I get 30 minutes. It's going to be, how about 16 to 20?
So you don't expect him to start at all?
No.
I don't expect him to start, period, even if he's playing great.
I think what they have right now in their starting lineup is working, and I do think that it comes down to more like Kuminga or Moody in the four. Like, how does that minute share go? Because you watched Moody yesterday, and he does all the little things that you need, and Kuminga doesn't yet do that, where there's a rebound that's 50-50, and Moody's got a hand in there, and it's boop, he pokes it, or he gets it, and he finishes. He does, like, the dirty work stuff, and it's not to say J.K. can't. What J.K. brings, Jonathan Kuminga, is something that they kind of already have. Like, they've got somebody who can get to the line. Butler. They've got a finisher at the rim. Steph Curry. They've got a rebounder. Brandon Podziemski, ladies and gentlemen. And come on. So.
I love what he can bring, but if you say it that way, like what Dibs just said, when you watch the Warriors the last six games, are you looking for fewer minutes for Moses Moody? I'm not. He's been fantastic.
I give him his flowers,
okay,
man.
So what does J.K.'s return mean?
And he's playing
fewer
more.
Minutes for Moses.
Minutes. He's playing more. Yeah.
So, like, I'm not, like, saying he can't this, that, or the other, but Moses has fit really well with what they're doing, and now you're probably going to take a third of what he's doing off the floor, and J.K. better fill that in nicely.
And take it above and beyond.
I mean, I feel like Moody is a player who, for whatever reason, when Butler arrived, everybody just gets pushed down in terms of the pecking order. And because now they have, I think Draymond's playing a lot better since they got Butler on offense, too. And so when you look at Moody as a guy who doesn't have to make threes all the time, but when he does, it really helps. Like, I just think he's in a more comfortable role where kind of being steady Eddie is good for this team because they're better now, but steady Eddie before didn't really help them a lot because they needed an injection beside him.
Well, who works better with ball movement? Jonathan Kuminga or Moses Moody?
Moody.
That's what I'm watching right now. Their ball movement is impeccable and the ball is moving around the ring. And they're like, this is literally what Jimmy talked about in this article today.
Yeah.
Make the right pass. And the ball moves around, and who do you want when the ball hits you for the open three? You want Moody or JK? And JK has to have the ball in his hands and break. Again, this isn't a criticism.
Right, I got you.
It's just I don't see
it's
this.
It's going to show his head. We're going to get the
answer. It's just
going to
be this seamless snap of finger. You know, they're playing really, really well right now.
Yeah, and Steve Kerr today at 5.
Oh, man, that's right. You know, he's going to be in a good mood.
Yeah, you would think. And, you know, he won't speculate on who JK plays best with, but we can kind of pick his brain about what style basketball they've played, what style basketball suits JK, because when Kuminga comes back, and Mark's right about, like, ball movement, and Jimmy's really good at it and moving it around, and Kuminga's more of a, I get it. I'm going to go downhill and make something happen. So who are the players that he can play with that kind of suit what he does best?
It also feels like they're more, I don't know if it's better, but they're more competent in the half court now than they've been. And, you know, that probably doesn't favor Kuminga as much as Moody. And again, like, I don't know what Kuminga's going to bring. I don't know what his role's going to be. But I'm with Willard. You know, it's like, it could be great. It could be. But they got to figure it out.
Yeah.
They've got to figure it out.
And to that point, I'm the biggest Moses Moody fan. But when I say with bravado, they're going to the Western Conference Finals, this team, I got in my formula Jonathan Kuminga starting, or being Andre Iguodala coming off the bench, and you go get yours, young fella. So this is no shade at Moses, but if you guys are telling me, you know, if he's slow to come back from the injury and it's Moody, I didn't come in here today excited about 5-1. That's what the record is. I told Steiny it's the endless possibilities of what they can be when the season's over. But my goodness, I just don't know if you can be that great and beat the top tier teams in a series with no impact from Kuminga. And that would have me shocked.
You might be right. I just think there's going to be a process to getting there.
And turbulence.
And yeah, well, or like maybe not. But they're. I don't think it's as easy as just like they look like this and now they get another good player.
All right.
I don't think it's that easy.
Mm. No, I always think there's going to be an adjustment, and they could turn out to be a better whole product with Kuminga. But they have to be a better whole product with Kuminga. Man. So
let me ask you guys this before you roll out of here. Like, how many teams do
I got time before you get, and
I'm going to phrase it like this. In the West, the likelihood of this team coming out of the West, how many teams do I get to before you get to the Warriors? So you tell me if you think the Warriors are more likely to go to the NBA Finals than said team.
Okay.
Thunder.
No.
Okay. Nuggets.
No.
Lakers.
No. I'm saying something is not right. That was a big game they had. I'm saying no to the Lakers.
Okay. And how about Memphis?
I'm saying
maybe.
Yes, they can go
further. See, this is where
Memphis is fair game.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah. Thank you for that.
They're fifth most likely right now.
We could be selling them short.
Yeah,
you're right.
This could change tomorrow night. They could lose to Charlotte, and we all hate them. I don't know. But in this moment, like, get Sacramento out, get Dallas out. I don't trust the Clippers. The Rockets are so young. Minnesota's the weirdest team in the NBA. Can't figure it out. So much talent, gotcha. But I just don't know what's going on with them. And I think the Warriors have it in this moment.
If Dallas is healthy, they scare me.
Yeah, but I agree. But first of all, will they ever be healthy? And what will their record be when they get healthy? They're like that's a play-in team. So like they're going to have to not only work their way out of the play-in tournament, but then probably have to go face OKC. Or Denver right away. I think they're going to be gone.
Yeah. Anyway, it's going to be fun.
Where?
It already is.
You're right.
Yeah.
It absolutely is. Hey.
Did you have fun at work today?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Better than if they were nice 27 shirt, and 30.
Where do you work?
Well, I want to say something first.
Oh, okay. OT. Oh, boy.
Hey, Mike Dunleavy. Thank you so much for not bringing Zach LaVine here.
Oh, God.
Thank you so much for not bringing Zach LaVine here so as that we'd have to talk about him a lot on 95.7 The Game.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball's and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball's and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.